Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God and good evening to everyone. Thank you again for joining us for the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We pray that everyone has had a blessed start to this week and had an awesome weekend. We just give God all praises and all honor and all glory for another opportunity to come together and share in the study of the all-sustaining, all-powerful Word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you tuning in. We pray that God will continue to richly bless, watch over, protect, and keep each and every one of our listeners along with your families. We thank God also for His presence. We thank Him also for our Covenant Fellowship Church of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, located in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the leadership of our new senior pastor, Bishop Kevin Jones, and our founder, Dr. Ruth W. Smith. We just give God all the praise and all the honor and all the glory for all He's doing and what He's doing through our ministries for the kingdom of God. We're going to go ahead, praise God, and get started with the program by ushering in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise for your listening pleasure, along with for your edification. Hallelujah. So the next voice you will hear after this song of praise will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst as he brings us to the throne of grace in prayer. Hallelujah and praise God.
Let the sound of worship be released from you this night. Come on, raise the sound of worship. Oh, that's good. Y'all raise it with me. In emotion.
Yeah.
Let the dry bones respond. I got a money over. So cancer responds. I got a money over. So my family responds. I got a money over. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. Come on. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run. Oh, I wanna run over.
Oh Lord, praise God, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Fill us up on today, Father. Fill it with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill it with your Holy power, Father. Fill us with your goodness and your mercy, Father. Fill us with your joy, Lord Jesus. Fill us with your peace, Lord. Fill us with your strength, Father, Lord. Fill us with your healing power, Father. Fill us with your holy anointing, Father, upon our life, Father. Fill us with your holy word, Father, Lord. Just fill us on today, Father, where the need is on this hour, this time, this day, Father. God, fill us up, Lord. Strengthen us, Lord, and guide us, Lord. And just give us comfort and joy in our heart, Father. You know, you are more than able to do all things, but with God, all things are possible, Father. We thank God for your holy word, Father, for your Holy Spirit, Father. Oh, pray for your goodness, Lord. Lord, fill us overflow, Father, Lord, with your goodness, for your mercy, Father. Oh, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, Father, Lord. We thank God for your peace and your joy, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being a great, awesome, and mighty God, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing from day to day, Father, Lord. We have praised your holy name, Father. Bring forth your word on this hour, Father, Lord. Just strip us of ourselves, Father. Just let it be more of you, Lord, and be less of ourselves, Father. We thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you for this time to bring forth your holy word, Father, and this yielded vessel unto you, Father. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. To God be all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Fill us up, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes.
We give you all honor and all praise, Lord God. And as we go into the study of this word, Father God, I just pray less of me and all of you until there's none of me and all of you, Lord, that takes over through the presence of your Holy Spirit. Let your word now go forth unhindered, Lord, and uninterrupted, Heavenly Father, that it may penetrate the hearts and minds and spirits of those that hear, that they may not only be hearers, but doers of your word as well. We give you all praises, all honor, and all glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we're going to go ahead and delve into the study of God's word. God has laid on my heart a message entitled The Dimensions of God's Love. The Dimensions of God's Love. And our scripture text comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17b and 18. And I'm going to read this scripture actually from two versions. One will be the King James Version initially, and then from the NIV. And Ephesians 3 and 17b read, King James Version, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height. Verse 19, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise God. The NIV version reads like this, and it states, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Praise God. Yesterday, we celebrated Valentine's Day, that national day of celebration where men and women, husbands and wives, couples and couples-to-be, and loved ones as well, make an extra effort to honor and celebrate their love for one another. Well, as I went into one of the local stores on the Saturday preceding Valentine's Day, Saturday evening, to pick up some items just to add to my Valentine's decor, I noticed that the store had already began changing from their Valentine's Day theme to St. Patrick's Day and Easter, even before Valentine's Day officially arrived. It reminded me of how most stores use holidays simply as a marketing ploy to wean as much money as possible from vulnerable customers. They're really not that much concerned with the true essence and meaning of the day. But truly, the sharing of one's love should not just be simply set aside for a specific day in February. Truly, the sharing of one's love should be an everyday event. To learn more about the true essence of love, one must reflect back to the one who created love, love's manufacturer. And love's manufacturer is Almighty God. John 4:7 tells us that not only is God the creator or manufacturer of love, but God is love. God is love. That means the very essence of God is love. Well, God's word has much to say about love. We know that there are various types of love. There's eros, which is that erotic love. There's phileo, which is the love of brotherly love. I'm especially talking about the kind of love that nothing man has created can even come close to. I'm talking about the unconditional, agape, divine love of Almighty God. Many can quote John 3:16. There are even some non-believers that can quote John 3:16, which is very good because the word of God is able to draw those that don't believe. So I am thankful that, yes, some non-believers can quote John 3:16, which says, for God what? So loved, oh yes, he did, this world, that he gave his shall never perish, but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad that salvation is a gift that is available to all? Praise God. All gifts in this world are not available to everyone. You may find a diamond that is of 10 carats that may financially be out of the reach of some people. But praise God, the gift of salvation, hallelujah, God said that is available to whosoever believes in Christ. Praise God. They shall never perish.
Amen.
But have everlasting life. So as I began to prepare for this teaching entitled, again, The Dimensions of God's Love, I reflected on the greatest love story, my dear brothers and sisters, that's ever been told. I looked back at the message of Jesus' death on the cross on Calvary. That is truly the greatest love ever occurred. It allowed me to reflect on these divine dimensions, the width and length and height and depth of God's love. In Ephesians 3:17-18, Paul uses four dimensions to describe the immensity of God's love. He told the church at Ephesus that he prayed that they would grasp, that they would fully understand how wide and how long and how deep the love of Christ is, and how long, wide, and deep the love of our Heavenly Father is for us. Sometimes I wonder if mankind truly understands how much God loves us. Even as children of the Most High God, do we really fathom the vastness of God's love for us? As I didn't become a mom until my latter 40s, I remember how I longed for a child to love, my own child to love. And I knew, because I knew what God had promised. So when our son was born, oh my goodness, the love that I felt as I first held him, I can't even describe the depth of the love that I had. And I'm sure you as parents can feel and understand exactly what I'm talking about. And then I began to, later on, and as I matured in my Christian walk, I thought about how that love that I had for my child is nothing, oh my God, or have for my child, praise God, is nothing in comparison to the love that our Heavenly Father has for us. Jesus Christ, He loved us so much that he endured a horrific and torturous death on the cross, death by crucifixion. I did a little bit of research, and there was an article by a professor from Pacific Azusa University by the name of Colleen Schreier. And she entitled the article, The Science of Crucifixion. And she wrote this article to help her students to better understand the details of what Christ endured on the cross. If you want to look it up, I'm not going to go into the article in its detail, but I will share with you that she goes over the events of the crucifixion in this article, she describes in great detail the torture that Jesus Christ experienced during his crucifixion. She shares that as Christ prepared to face his death, that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And during his anxious prayer about the events to come, Jesus begins to sweat drops of blood. When I read that the first time in the Bible, it just pierced my spirit to think that, oh my God, our Savior sweat actual drops of blood. I could not even fathom that someone that it would be such an anxiety and horrendous experience that one would sweat drops of blood. But there is a rare medical condition, and it's called hemohidrosis, and during which the capillary blood vessels that feed the sweat glands break down, and blood released from the vessel mixed with sweat, and therefore the body sweats drops of blood. And this condition results from mental anguish or high anxiety, a state Jesus expresses by praying in Matthew 26:30, as he said, "My soul is deeply grieved, even to the point of death." Once arrested, Jesus is then taken to Pilate. He's flogged with a whip that's made of fragments of wood and metal that was designed to tear at the skin and tear the skin to the bone. A crown of thorns was placed into his scalp and pressed into his scalp, and he was made to carry a cross that was of 300-plus pounds. Ultimately nailed to the cross and died a horrendous death, all for you and for me. So with that, I'm talking tonight about the length of God's love. Oh, even in more greater terms, as he was nailed, his hands nailed to that cross and was stretched wide for the sins of mankind, stretched wide for you and me. That alone describes the length, hallelujah, of Christ's love for us. Jesus' death on Calvary was the ultimate act of God's love for mankind. John 15:13 shares that greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's what Christ did for you, my brothers and sisters. That's what Christ did for me. And great in all mankind, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Jesus' love for us spread past the penalty for our sin and focus on the fact that we needed a Savior to redeem us back to the Father. I'm going to say that once again. His love went past, surpassed the penalty of our sin, yet while we were in our sin, as Romans 5:8 states, but God commended his love to us in that while we were yet in our sins, Christ died for us. His love extended past the penalty of, and he remained focused on the fact that we needed a Savior to redeem us back to the Father. Praise God. There are 7 continents on the earth. The 2019 census confirms that there are approximately 7.7 billion people on the earth. Jesus Christ stretched out his loving arms on Calvary's rugged cross, and he died for the sins of these 7.7 billion people and all those people that had lived before them and all those that will live after. We're talking about the width of Christ's love. The width of Christ's love was evident, praise God, in his outstretched arms. It was not the nails, my brothers and sisters, that held his outstretched arms on that cross. Oh, no. Because he could have called. Oh, yes, he could have. He could have called forth a host of heavenly angels that would have immediately come to his rescue. But it was not those nails that held his arms there on the cross. But it was his loving heart for mankind that held him there as he endured this torturous experience that lovingly pardons all mankind.
Amen.
We're talking about the width of God's love. Now let's talk about the length. The length of Christ's love reminds us that his love extends from eternity past to eternity future. It existed before the foundations of this world, and it will exist after this world has ended. Jeremiah 1:5 states, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Even before we were born, before we were formed in our mother's womb, the love of Christ, God loves us, praise God. Ephesians 1:4-5 tells us that for he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. Before the creation of the world, say, God chose us to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and his will. We're talking about the length of God's love. Then there's the depth. Hallelujah. Its depth reminds us that his love addresses the deepest needs of the human heart. God loves sinners no matter who they are or what they have done or where they have been. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to know that, again, God, he hates the sin, but he loves sinners.
Amen.
Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We were not all demons. Mm-hmm. Neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, praise God. Aren't you glad about it tonight? I am glad about that. There is nothing in heaven nor in earth, nothing in heaven above nor in earth beneath, praise God, that is able to separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Oh, my Lord, the word of God tells us that even when mother and father forsake you, praise God, our God will take you up. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The height, praise God. Let's talk about the height of Christ's love. We've talked about the length. We've talked about the width. We've talked about the depth. Now I want to share with you about the height of Christ's love. The height of Christ's love reaches to the very throne of God. Out of love, Jesus Christ came down from heaven and lifts us up to his level. And lifts us up to his level, anyone who chooses to believe, because no one can climb up to his. He came down from heaven so that we could be lifted up.
Amen.
He came down from heaven so that we could be lifted up. Acts 7, verses 55 through 56 reads like this. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, he looked up to heaven, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus Christ standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Praise God. Deuteronomy verses 7 and 9 states, know therefore that the Lord your God. He is faithful. He is the faithful God. Did you notice it didn't say he was a faithful God? It says he is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to a thousand generations of those who love him and keep his commandments.
Amen.
Praise God. Paul uses these four dimensions in Ephesians 3 to describe the immensity of my Father's love. His width reminds us that his arm, hallelujah, reaches around the globe. On the cross, Jesus' arms were stretched out for the whole world. The length of Christ's love reminds us that his love extends from eternity past to eternity future. It existed before the foundation of this world, and it will exist even after the world's end. Its depth reminds us that his love addresses the deepest needs of the human heart. God's love sinners, no matter who they are, or what they have done, or where they have been. Its height reaches to the very throne of God. Out of love, Jesus Christ, he came down from heaven and lifted us up to the level to who chooses to believe. Praise God. We're talking about the dimensions, my brothers and sisters, of the immensity of God's love. It reminds me of that song that talks about the blood of Jesus Christ, that also reminds us of God's love.
My God.
And it tells us that his blood and the understanding of his word.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Constance, for your word on tonight. Amen. Thank
Amen.
God for that powerful, powerful word.
Praise God.
We need to know, be reminded sometimes of foundation what God love has done for you and for me. Amen. So you understand that what's going on, that the mission of God love. I mean, you can preach that, teaching that from here to Jesus come. The dimension of God love, because he's so great. He's so beyond our comprehension.
Amen.
The depth of
Amen.
The height, the width of God love for you and for me. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, how he had loved you and me. Amen.
Yes,
in many songs, they've been talking about the depth and the height from here to eternity about God love and about the work he did, Jesus did on the cross. It go on and on. It doesn't stop, amen, from generation to generation. That word go forth by the depth, the height, and the width of God's love for us, for you and I. Oh, what a joy, what a blessing to know the truth of God's word to the people of God. Oh, my goodness. That can go on. That's so true. That very true essence of God's word, God's love for us, and unconditional love. Amen?
That song right now is just resonating in my spirit that says, oh, how he loves you and me.
Yes.
Oh, how he loves you and me. Oh, he gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves you.
Yes.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that love still.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. And that
Thank
love,
you.
Get out of blood, it never loses power. God got enough love to go around.
Yes, he does.
Round and round from year to year, from day to day. That same love, amen. Oh, man.
Yes.
You know the love
Thank
of God.
You.
And you taste and see. The love of God for yourself.
Thank you.
You know Jesus as your Lord and Savior on today.
Thank
now
you.
Now is the time, now in the hour. Tomorrow not promised to her. Today is the day of salvation, praise God.
Yes,
you
know, Lord.
There's no greater love than that. The love of Christ, amen. No greater. Jesus did a mighty work. The work on the cross. Amen. Because no one has done the work that he has done. It can't be duplicated.
Amen. That's
amen.
Right.
Cannot
That's
be
right.
duplicated.
That's right.
It's only done one time only, through Jesus Christ. God had only one begotten Son.
Amen.
He will do that work. And Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we believe in, and we trust in the Word of God. The one we dealt, talk about the Word, talk about the love of God. Oh, my goodness. It's so good to know that. So good to know that God loves you and loves me. Amen.
Yes, he does.
He wants the very best for us. Amen.
Yes, he does. Praise God. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. And if you are one that would love to be able to share of the goodness of God's love in your life.
Oh, my
goodness. Just simply press 1 on your dial pad. We're talking about the dimensions of Christ and God's love, the height, the depth, the length, the width. Praise God, of God's love. Is there one tonight that would care to share of the love of God in your life?
Amen.
I know, because I can sit here and I could talk to you all day long about the greatness and the goodness of my Heavenly Father's love in my life.
Amen.
And how he has loved me. Oh, yes, Lord, even before I really knew how to love myself, how he kept me. Do you have a testimony of God's love tonight? If you do, simply press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to have you to share with our listening audience the love of God. There's power in your testimony. Don't hold back.
Amen.
Somebody needs to know of your experience. Somebody needs to know of the love of God and how it has made a difference in your life.
It has transformed your life, amen.
Yes, it's a love that is a transforming love.
Transformation.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, it is. Praise God. we have two. Caller, your last four digits are 6769. You are live in the studio. Go right ahead, please.
Oh, what love he has for me. That
yes.
He has given his life. You know, that's
amen.
Just so wonderful to know that tonight. I just couldn't keep silent. I'm here. I'm really outside of Walmart. I was listening to you going through the stores. I think people thought I was something was going on. I was going, yes, thank you. And they couldn't see that I had the little earlobes on. But I just thank God for the word tonight about love.
Amen.
And I just that was just blessed. That's just blessed me. And the song you sung, that just blessed me too. I tell you, I just thank God tonight because His love is what keeps us. His love is what moves us. Why
amen.
We can wake up in the morning because of His love. And I thank God for His love. And I thank God for Pastor Whitehurst.
Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for you. Thank you for sharing that, my sister. Praise God. And now we have the caller. Your last four digits are 6399. Go right ahead, please. Hello, caller. Your extension is 6399. Go right ahead, please.
Can you hear me?
Now, yes,
great.
We can.
Oh, amen. Glad to be able to hear the word tonight. Amen. I just was blessed, mighty blessed of the word tonight.
Amen.
The dimension of God's love. Amen. The height, the depth, the length, and width. It was profound tonight. Amen. I just like the way you put it together. But I wanted to share tonight also that you mentioned how a parent will have a child and to have the love of a child coming into the world and the beauty
yes.
of the child being born. But I was thinking that God was showing me in my spirit tonight that think about how it is when we lose a child. If you lost, if you had a child and you lost that child, and just think about the people in the world that God loves so much that He don't want none of us to perish. At the same time, how He feels lose a child to the world, or lose, you know, it just, I tell you what, this message really, I mean, it shook my spirit tonight, and I just blessed by God, amen, and I tell you what, this is going to be something all week long, right?
Amen,
but
the Lord.
What you're doing, and y'all just keep on doing what you're doing, and God's going to keep taking y'all higher and higher.
Amen, amen. We receive that. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Victor.
Yes.
Praise God. We receive that.
Amen.
We thank God for all of you. Yes, we do. All of our listening audience that has tuned in this evening. And we just give God praise for His sin. We thank God for the word of God that has gone forth. And we just love, love the Lord.
Amen.
We thank God. First, He loved us.
Yes.
And we are not ashamed, oh no, we're not, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And so we thank God for the opportunity to be able to share His word with you. We pray that that word resonates in your heart and in your mind and in your spirit, that you will carry it with you for this throughout the course of this week.
Amen.
And that you will be able to share your love and the love of God with someone else so that they will be able to know that we serve a God that is still on the throne, that this dying world needs a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. Praise God. We ask that you tune in also next week. Next week, we're going to have a special program in which we will have a marriage forum. So we're going to ask that, and it's not just for married people. It's for singles. It's for marriage. It's for those that may be having difficulty in marriage. Even if you got a great marriage and want a better marriage, we're going to talk about marriage God style on next week, praise God. So you ask your friends to tune in, and we look forward to each of you returning back next week, praise God. If you want to know more about New Season Ministry, feel free newseasonmen.org. Praise God. We ask that you go forth this week. Have an awesomely blessed week. And to God be all the glory. We love you all. Take care and have a week. Blessed week. God bless.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands. Come on.